Okay. Go back in here and...
Gavel time.
I'm sorry?
Gavel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, everybody. Would entertain a motion to come out of executive session to go into regular session?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. McCarron, second. Mr. Riley, any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Quernabelle?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now back in regular session, and now it's time for our public hearings.
Mr. President, you would ask for possible action on executive session,
yes.
And there is no recommended action today.
Thank you very much.
And now, since you'd already flipped it over to me, I'll go right ahead with
that.
The public, the rules of procedure. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant. After that, the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to the county clerk and it will be made part of the record. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it into silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. There is one matter that we have on the agenda today that the commission has not issued its recommendation. So in the cases when the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of our hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional time or information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first matter today is conditional use number 2563. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for mini storage with boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 13.48 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Omar Road, which is Sussex County Route 54, approximately 0.23 mile east of Dukes Road, which is Sussex County Route 354. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 433, Map 7, parcel 20.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of April 15th of this year. And at the meeting of May 6th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 13 recommended conditions of approval as outlined within the Commission's motion. Mr. President, within your paperless packet, there's a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant or representative here? Come forward.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, for the record, my name is Rich Polk with Vista Design in Berlin, Maryland. I'm here today representing Mr. Herker and his request for a conditional use permit for a mini storage on the subject property. The conditional use permit is being requested for 31 40 by 60 storage buildings, as well as 62 surface storage spaces to allow for boat, trailer, and RV parking. Property comprises 13.4 acres. It's located on the south side of Omar Road, approximately 2,500 feet west of Route 20 intersection, and approximately 2/3 of a mile east of the town of Frankfort. The property is currently zoned AR1 and is located within the coastal area per the 2019 land use plan mapping. The property is not located within a DELDOT transportation improvement district. It is not located within a wellhead protection area. It is located within an area of poor groundwater recharge, and it is also located in levels 2 and 3 on the Delaware Strategies map. The property has approximately 460 feet of frontage on Omar Road, and it's currently a mixture of agricultural in the front as well as wooded areas in the back from about mid-site down to Diamond Creek. Most of the property's eastern and western property lines contain, there's a double row, single or double row of trees along both side property lines that is proposed to be preserved as part of the development. But those trees have been there for a while, they are mature. The southern boundary of the property runs along Vines Creek. There are areas of regulated wetlands as well as a FEMA-designated Zone A floodplain along Vines Creek in the woods, none of which is being proposed for disturbance. Topography on the site ranges from a high elevation along Omar Road of about 27 to a low along Vines Creek near elevation 9. The majority of the fall across the site is in the wooded areas immediately adjacent to Vines Creek and is not proposed to be disturbed. The property is located within a Tier 2 sewer planning area by Sussex County Engineering, although there are no plans currently to extend sewer to the site. The subject property is located almost directly opposite the applicant's primary business in Sussex County, which is a community maintenance company. They are located on the north side, just east of here. And the intent of this property is that this be a kind of a continuation or extension of that existing business that's there, and also be a place for them to monitor what's going on the property. The proposed development plan, as I indicated, was 31 40 by 60 single-story storage buildings, as well as 62 surface parking. A single point of ingress and egress to Omar Road is proposed. Whether we can bring up the plan?
I can. There's a slight issue with the county website right now.
Okay.
It's throwing out. But if we were to recess, if it's critical, we can recess and get a flash drive, and we can do it the old-fashioned way.
You're talking about the site plan?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking it's hard to describe without pointing it out.
Let me try one more time. Let me just... And my apologies, Mr. President. We've been having intermittent outages of...
It's not your fault.
So if it's critical, we can recess for just a couple of minutes and I can run and get a flash drive and we can do it the old way.
That's fine.
When you say that's fine, are you saying...
No, we don't need to do that.
We don't?
Okay. I can talk through it. I do have a paper copy I can hold up if need be.
Okay.
The property... Basically, we're proposing a single point of ingress and egress to Omar Road. DelDOT's evaluation of the property returned a findings that the traffic would be negligible and did not recommend further traffic studies. There is a single stormwater management facility on the site that will satisfy all state of Delaware regulations. There's no disturbances or development within the regulated wetlands or the FEMA floodplain. The developed portions of the site are to be completely fenced for safety purposes. The site's entrance will be key card activated. It'll also include a provision if we saw the site plan, if you want to see this. We've built in a provision where somebody who pulls into the entrance that can't get in to the gate for some reason, they didn't pay their rent, they didn't do something. Even if they're towing a boat, we've provided them a way that they can back into a spot on the access road and turn around so that when they come back out onto Omar Road, they're going forward. It's a technique we've used on several others, and it has worked. But it what made sure that we don't have anybody backing onto Omar Road. There are no personnel proposed to work on the site full-time. Like I said, it's key activated. So therefore, there will be no well or septic facilities proposed. There'll be a single sign at the entrance to designate the facility. There'll also be signage at the area where somebody will either punch in their code or use their key that if they have issues, it will direct them to a phone number to the Herker storage or Herker maintenance company across the street or direct them there if they have questions. The site is to be lighted for security purposes. We will propose and that they be fully screened so that there's no bleed to the surrounding areas. We are proposing 30-foot forested buffers along both sides and the majority of the front. Buffers will consist of retained trees where they currently exist, or they will be supplemented where they don't exist in accordance with Sussex County criteria. The only place across the frontage where there will not be a 30-foot buffer is at the entrance and the immediately adjacent signage for the facility. The majority of the development is proposed within the existing agricultural lands, and through the development we are proposing the retention of over 80% of the existing on-site trees. In summary, the proposed Herker mini storage site proposes 31 single-story storage buildings, 62 surface parking. Development has been designed to minimize impacts on surrounding properties and is proposed to retain over 80% of the existing on-site forested areas and remain over 51% open space post-development. Access to the site has been designed to ensure safe ingress and egress to Omar Road. And while the property will not be staffed 24 hours a day, signage will be installed directing patrons to the existing Herker property maintenance facility immediately across if there are any issues. The development will adhere to all Sussex County, DelDOT, and State of Delaware regulations. As also was indicated, the Planning Commission voted to recommend approval of this conditional use permit on May 2nd, 2026, and recommended 13 approval conditions, which our client is understood and he understands the intent and is okay being bound by them. And that concludes my...
Okay, are there any questions from council?
I have some.
The wetlands, I know where Vines Creek runs, I'm very familiar with that area. It's in the very bottom part of that land. It's kind of like a, almost like a ditch back that far.
Correct.
It's not very much at all.
No.
But did they delineate the wetlands, how far north they come?
The wetlands only extended about 20 to 30 feet away from the creek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there are NWI maps that show a greater area, but once it hits the steep slopes, the wetlands stop at that point.
Okay. And did I hear you correctly saying that you were going to save 80% of those of the trees that are there now?
Yes.
And then you will be forced, you'll be doing a buffer for the areas that aren't buffered?
Correct.
Okay. The hours of operation?
The intent is that it be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week key card entry facility. Any issues would be directed across the street, but there's not an intent to put a staff person out there to allow people access.
Okay. And I know there's not sewer out there, so are you going to have any bathrooms at all?
No.
Okay.
No, the intent is this not to be like a contractor storage area. It's just commercial storage.
Okay. The orientation of the buildings, they're 40 by 60. Mm-hmm. Are they going to run this way, east and west?
They run pretty much, yes, east to west. If you saw them...
And the width of that lot back there, I think you said it's 400 and some feet road frontage. Does it get narrower, or is it about the same all the way across?
Pretty much it stays the same all the way across.
Okay.
I don't know whether you can see...
I can.
You can?
That's kind of what I was picturing.
There, if you
okay.
can see it.
Oh.
I know it's kind of hard to see, I'm sorry. But for the most
I can
part,
see that
the
fine.
Buildings are laid on across. There's a main access way that comes from the primary entrance back to the storage build, to the mm-hmm. storage, like site storage or whatever, the boat and RV storage.
Uh-huh. That's in the very back, the southern port.
All the way in the back. We wanted to give that as wide of a corridor as we could. So we wanted to kind of go all the way through to that point, and then the buildings are east west.
Okay.
With the 60-foot dimension going east-west and the 40-foot north-south.
Okay, what kind of provisions do you have for vehicles? Because I see it's in the southern part of the property. What do you have for the vehicles to make sure they don't leach fuel, gas, oil, or anything? Because it's a boat and RV.
Right now we have just gravel parking.
Mm-hmm.
I believe DENREC will require us to put some sort of a buffer around the pond
yes.
to prevent surface runoff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we typically do with any storage facility where there's a wet pond there. So we'll have to work with them to kind of incorporate that buffer and that buffer absorbency.
I want to make sure that that's, you don't have any leaching into the...
Correct. Yeah, no, we have to do that with them anyways. And it's not just on the surface. It does extend down 2 feet.
Okay.
So that's captured.
All right. Well, thank you. That's all I have. Anybody?
Yeah, I may be repeating what you just said because I don't think I followed. But I was concerned about the you said a poor groundwater recharge area, and more impervious surfaces aren't going to help that any. So I was wondering about the water management, basically, and where does it, maybe that's what you were just talking about.
So you're talking about like the surface runoff?
Surface runoff and stuff.
We're proposing that everything be gravel so that the water can still perk through.
Uh-huh. But
that's the concern with regard to if the water does perk through and works its way back to the pond and leaches into the pond.
Right.
Any hydrocarbons or gas.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Into the pond. There is that cutoff trench that we'll have to put in for that.
I see.
And that also includes maintenance or monitoring that has to be done.
I see.
It has to be cleaned up if there is something that is.
So there is monitoring every so often?
There is monitoring that is required.
Okay.
Okay, I get it. I understand.
Okay, anybody else?
If there are no other questions, then, sir, did you have anything else to add?
I do not.
Okay, if you want to have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to object to this application? Anyone here that would like to object? Seeing none. Operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone that would like to comment on this application?
There is currently nobody on the line.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public hearing, or close public record.
Okay, if it's okay with council, we'll close the public hearing, close the public record. Okay, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for mini storage with boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 13.48 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6 with conditions 7A through M.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Motion to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Kernabell. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. I'll go first. This is in my district. I agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation. I vote yes. Mr. McCarron?
Based upon the recommendation of Planning and Zoning and the testimony heard today, I vote yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Same, based on the testimony today and recommendation by P&Z, I vote yes.
Ms. Kernabell?
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning and the testimony today, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation, and based on that plus today's testimony, I vote yes.
Okay, motion carried. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. President, the next matter is conditional use number 2631. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage, warehouse, office buildings, and a car wash, specifically to amend condition D and condition N of the conditions of approval for the prior conditional use approval 2581, which is ordinance number 4009, specifically to allow for office spaces within the warehouse units and to remove the requirement that an on-site management office be established for the maintenance and operation of the warehouse units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 29.55 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20, approximately 605 feet northwest of Deer Run Road, which is Sussex County Route 388, and the north side of Deer Run Road, which is Sussex County Route 388, approximately 159 feet southwest of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20. The 911 address is 36054 Zion Church Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 23.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the previous plus comments submitted for the conditional use application. We have a copy of a letter received to requesting amendment of the conditions, and we have a copy of the applicant's previous notice of decision letters related to the existing conditional use on the property. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 15th of this year, and at the conclusion of that meeting, the Commission deferred for further consideration. We have not received a recommendation from the Commission yet, although it is due to be considered at tomorrow's meeting. So if a recommendation is received, then it will be reported. So.
Okay, yes, so thank you.
Mr. Moore, can we close the public record, or do we have to keep it open until we get...
No, what we would do is after the hearing, we would close the public hearing.
Okay.
Then we would keep the record open because, if you recall, there will be up to five business days after the recommendation is made.
So we can put it back on the meeting after next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so we would defer today, right?
We have to defer today, yes.
Make
motion. Are
we ready? No. We've not had the public hearing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What am I thinking?
At the time, I will.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there someone here on behalf of this application? Is there anyone here to present it? So really jumped ahead, you know.
This is unusual in the applicant, because we haven't received a recommendation from the Commission, may not have realized that they are required to attend.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but you know, this in the past was kind of a routine thing, much better now with that, the recommendation. if someone possibly from your office could try to reach the applicant, and then we could just set this aside, hear the next one, and then see if someone shows up.
I think it's probably something they didn't realize I had to be here.
And if not, then the only, if someone doesn't appear today, the only options would be to, well, you couldn't make a total recommendation anyway because you have to leave the record open, but there would be no evidence that you would be able to consider from your hearing. It would only be what was introduced in the planning and zoning record.
If they called in, would that work?
No. We take the live testimony.
I see.
I mean, in the past, we've had where there's attorneys sitting in the audience, yeah, and they see something's happening, they jump up and give a pro forma, yeah, but that's not the case here today. So
okay,
if there's no objection, if there would be a motion to just continue this until after the next hearing, we could do that and then bring this back up. Mr. President?
Okay. Raj, would you make a motion to do that?
So moved.
To continue that? Okay, motion to continue this one until we hear something back?
Second it.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. It is continued.
Then, Mr. President, the next matter on the agenda is conditional use number 2551. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 8.45 acres, more or less. The property is lying on Morning Glory Farms Road on the northwest side of Portsville Road, which is Sussex County Route 492, approximately 0.84 mile east of South Shellbridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 492A. The 911 address is 8982 Morning Glory Farms Road, Laurel, and the tax parcel ID is District 432, Map 3, Parcel 41.06. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DelDOT entrance approval letter submitted by the applicant. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and presentation materials. We have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of the DENREC site evaluation report. We have a copy of the property deed. We have a copy of a lot line adjustment plan that was submitted on behalf of the applicant. We have a copy of various court-related documents submitted by the applicant relating to the property. We also noted that there were, at the time of the Planning and Zoning Commission, there were no public comments that had been received in the record. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 15th of this year, and at the meeting of May 20th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the six reasons as stated, and subject to the 10 recommended conditions of approval as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, included in your paperless packet is a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Are there any questions from Council? Seeing none, I bet you're Mrs. Peterson.
How are you?
Hi there, I'm Sarah Peterson, and this is my daughter, Sophia Peterson. So we own this property out on Morning Glory Farms Road, and used to be a horse farm where Sophia used to ride, and we have converted it into a wedding venue. So we're here to get a conditional use for that. As Mr. Whitehouse, we've done a lot of those recommendations that we do need to get approval, the service entry, we've done the service level, all those different things. I do have an updated map as well, survey parking with me today, and a up-to-date septic as well. So we do have those with me.
Okay, we do have the general idea because we have materials from the Planning and Zoning Commission and their recommendations. I guess my first question is, there were certain recommendations, conditions they asked. Had you read those, and were they in line with what was okay with you?
Those conditions, yeah. We have met all those.
Okay. Can you just kind of briefly tell council what you're planning to do and give an idea of what your application is? I know you did it at the planning and zoning meeting, but if you kind of fill in the council.
Okay. So we have about 9 acres of property out, like I said, on that property. We want to do retreats out there. We want to do weddings we have done. We want to do special occasions, different life celebrations and things like that. We are located on the water, so it does make it very serene out there. We are the only ones out there on that property within at least, there's no neighbors within a mile of our radius of our property. Makes it a little bit of serenic. It's very serene out there, being pretty much both sides of the property is water. Gives a great backdrop for weddings and different events. We both run that. We both tag team together and run the venue together. And
we'll stay there. We're full time. We live there. So anything that goes on at the venue, we live right on the property, which makes it real nice and convenient. And then we have like our 10,000 square foot barn. We use that for our venues and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then I was just gonna add that, you know, we do have a couple rentals out there that, you know, we have gotten that approved through the county. So we do live on the property, so we do maintain the property. We did have to put in that long driveway, as you see. We just finished that about a year and a half ago. It was quite an undertaking. It took us 2 years to do it.
It's a big driveway.
It was a long driveway. We're glad we did it. We didn't want to do it at first, but we're really glad that we have our own access now. We don't have to lease access to get into that. So a lot of hard work. I enjoy working with the people that we encounter there. A lot of people come back for different events or So, but we do live there, and we do want to offer a serene and actually having it all in one spot. Our goal was to have a place for them to get ready. We offer a bridal suite. We have a man cave. We wanted them to have access.
Even better.
So we wanted them to have access right there on the property to have everything in one spot. That was the goal. We did a business plan with the Salisbury University. They did a 3-year plan for us, and we were very grateful for that, that we got into a gentleman there that helped us to do that. And we looked at what other venues were offering, and we wanted to be different. And that different meaning offering the location on the water and then having having accommodations there to help them get ready for the venue, whether they wanted to do a one-day venue or a one-day event or a 3-day event. We offer that.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My goal, and I believe I can speak for my daughter, we don't want to have an event Friday and then have an event Saturday, have an event Sunday. We are not wanting to do that. We really prefer to do one event a weekend. That is our goal. We like doing it, but we don't want to get to the point where we don't like doing it. That is our goal, to limit to that. We don't want to make it where it's a constant full-time.
That's why, like, a lot of our events, like people inquire, our baby showers and stuff like that. Weddings are as popular as smaller events, which is nice. Makes it nicer and easier on us, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not just us that do it. We do have a groundskeeper. We do have people that help us maintain the building as well. Most of it is my family, because we have contractors and cleaning people in our family, which has worked out really beneficial for us. So I'm very grateful for that. And so we can't do it by ourselves. And so we do have people that help us and come along and see the vision as we do.
Thank you. Did you have anything else to add?
There's so much we can share. I mean, love to have questions from you guys.
Are there any questions from council?
So, Mrs. Peterson, have you ever done this before? Because you did really good at presenting the your case. Did you do this at the commission? Did you do a present at the Planning and Zoning Commission as well?
For
the same application? Like, you've done this before. You've been here. You got to present.
I haven't been here.
Oh, okay.
I've only been through the planning and zoning process.
Yeah. Okay.
We couldn't get approved because of a building that was encroaching on the property. Mm-hmm. So we had to settle that first.
Right. One of the conditions I saw on there, I can't look at it right now because the system's down, was this, it was like a 650-foot fence along that. I think it's the primary residence out by the road there. Yeah.
So
is that
the eastern side?
Yeah, of that, the main dwelling up by the main road on Portsville Road. Are you aware of that condition? It's like
a fence?
Yeah, one of the conditions is a fence. It's like
we do have a fence.
Oh, wait.
I'm not sure what fence you're speaking of.
Okay. It's out by the main road, and it's on the east side of that house out front there.
That's not our fence.
Well, there's a condition in there that requires it. I just want to make sure you're aware of that. Or if it's...
They are.
Let me make sure.
I saw that, too, and I was wondering why it was required.
Yeah.
So I would assume it's for the view shed from that house up by the road. So if you have, like, traffic coming in and out of the event, I assume that's why the commission... I was just reading through some of their comments earlier. But, yeah, I mean, I just measured it on Google Earth. It was 650 feet of property line that I think the condition requires that you would have to put a fence there.
Yeah, condition G. Solid wooden or vinyl fence at least 6 feet high in height shall be installed along the eastern boundary of the site along lands of Grace S. Peterson. Type and location of this fencing shall be shown in fire and final site plan. And I was just wondering why that would be necessary.
I'm not talking about what area.
Jamie, can you zoom in to Portsville Road where it turns into their driveway?
That's where I'm wanting to know.
Okay, so that dwelling up there.
Where?
The house right here, the main house on the main road and all the structures behind it.
Well, we don't own, that's not us.
No, I understand, but I think this, correct me if I'm wrong, is it not requiring a fence on the west side of the driveway or the east side of that parcel?
It would, and this may come up during public comment, but during the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, there was testimony, and certainly in staff's knowledge of this, because this case has a long history going back with staff and our constable's office, but my understanding is that at least part of the fencing requirement relates to the relationship between this property and this property and the past dumping of materials. And I believe there may have been some
that's
ongoing...
That's not us.
No. But it's at least in part, there's been some history about past buildings on the property. And at one point, prior to this application being submitted, there was a prior application. And indeed, there was a property line that went through a building at one point, and the property lines had to be adjusted. So I believe the fencing requirement is at least in part related to the relationship with this parcel over here.
Well, is that fencing up there as opposed to along the drive?
So here's the drive. So it's there is existing fencing, but my understanding is that the commission's will was to complete that fencing.
Yeah.
So where exactly will the fence go? There, and all the way down?
That's
the old driveway. Ours is over.
May I come to the?
Sure.
Sure.
Just turn that mic on over there by you, please. There you go.
Can you bring this down? This is the old driveway here. This was owned by my ex-in-laws, okay? So this building, when I lived here, when I was married 7 years ago, we were able to use that. I used it for 25 years. When I found out after a survey, after my divorce, 25 feet of this was built on their property. I did not know that. The builder was my ex-husband. So I didn't get my conditional use for that reason, which I understand. So once they moved out, because we were going through divorce and they moved out, they put all their trash here. This looks pretty good today compared to what it was. School bus seats, toilets, refrigerators, you name it, they were throwing it out here on this property. That's why that's there. That's why we put the fence, because they have an old car right here that they're not doing anything with. And so we didn't want that as an eyesore.
So that's why we put that there.
So that field looks right now in person? Like the way we see it right now is how it looks in real life?
Well, you don't, you come in this way now. So the new driveway comes in here, and you don't see that now. I don't know, and this is the first time I've heard of.
Think they need a fence?
I don't.
Turn your mic on, Matt.
They're so secluded back there. I don't see the need for. I live like right around the corner. On
there's nobody out there,
but yeah, no, I know. I drive by this every day, so yeah. You can't see anything from the road. So I was, that's why I thought it would be down by the main road, to block the view of traffic maybe for that main dwelling. But in lieu of that, I don't see any need for the for that fence. I mean requirement on there, which begs the question if there's not other things that might be. Violation of conditions, the site shall use connecting, it should be not. Parking shall be omitted. There was a sign requirement in there, I saw.
Sign?
Yeah, there is a
you mean sign. The front, you mean Cypress Creek?
Out by the main road, yes.
We have it on a trailer right now because I couldn't get a permit for signage until I get my conditional use.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for that.
Yeah.
We did get Delmarva Power did come out and put an extension light on the front entrance. So
okay. They
did put a 12-foot extension for us. Well, we were paying for it, but yeah.
So it sounds like a sign wouldn't be a problem if there was, I mean, I know you have one, but if they were to require something that was, I doubt this would happen, but a more, an anchored sign with lighting, things of that nature, that would be
cool. We want that.
Okay, all right, great.
Yeah, yeah. No, we want that, trust me.
Okay, then I really see no issue with, just quick question, Mr. Moore, if there was something that they wanted changed in a condition, would they have a fast track back here to get permission for it?
Oh, no, you are the ones that would just amend the condition.
Okay.
You hand me that.
Yeah, let's omit G if we can. And
let's make a motion.
Yeah, let's get
after the hearing is over and before we would do anything. If you wanted to make an amendment, you could do so. Okay. Now, what did anyone else have any questions?
That was a big one that stood out to me.
Okay. Did you have anything else to add? Okay. If you want to have a seat then. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone in opposition to this application? If you'll come forward, please.
Can I get that?
Good afternoon. My name is Grace Peterson. My property adjoins this 8.4 acre property. And Mr. Whitehouse, I gave all my pictures to you at the planning and zoning, but I can talk off of this picture right here, really. I'm not opposed to the business as much as I'm concerned about my property with her clients coming on my property. I feel like it should be fenced in because we know that people come down to the river. If you can. Because we had a boat down there that somebody apparently was messing with, I don't know. Because I have water on my side too, it's a lagoon. And so at high tide, it looks very pretty. But you know what a lagoon looks like at low tide. But the high tide can attract people to want to go down there. And I really don't want to feel that I have to always be concerned with that because people like to sue today when something happens. And I do not want to lose my farm. So I feel that a fence needs to continue down and all the way down the back property along that lagoon area.
Can you point that out?
This is a fence that's there now, which is very nice. It makes it very private. But then there's just logs here that you can step over. And we do have no trespassing signs up on both sides. Let me move it. I need it so I can see the back of the barn. I don't like fence along here. I have put up like stakes with one wire just so that we know where the property line was, because that way I thought it would keep people off of my property. But you can just lift it up and go under, you know. I mean, it isn't anything.
Where do you live? Do you live in that house?
No, that's a barn there.
That's a barn.
Uh-huh. No, I live in Seaford.
Oh, so.
I own this property.
You own the land?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There was concern about a boat.
Well.
Whose dock is that?
The dock belongs to Sarah Peterson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is her property.
Yeah. All of this is her. There was concern about a boat.
The dock is right over there. I'm talking about here at the lagoon. Back. Oh, here's where we go down. Right here. That's your property. The lagoon. See, there's that the boat.
Mm-hmm. But the actual Broad Creek entrance is on her property. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of it does touch out to. I really don't know what to tell you what the footage would be. I know from the back here, this is probably only about 12 foot, maybe. The property line to the.
So, Mr. Williams, is it fair to say that the commission's concern about a fence was a result of this testimony? And is that the fence that they were referring to, not at the end of the driveway?
That's my understanding. It was basically to mitigate against the events venue, which attracts people from potentially trespassing onto the adjoining property. That was the intent of the condition. So.
Okay. Did you have anything else to add, ma'am? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
There's currently nobody on the line.
Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
If it's okay, the council will close the public hearing and close the public record. Okay, Mr. Moore.
And this matter is an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 8.45 acres more or less. For the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6 with conditions 7A through J. And it's my understanding there is a possibility of an amendment.
That's correct, Mr. Moore. Mr. Lloyd?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to amend the condition to strike the fence, condition G.
So the motion would be to strike condition 7G, which references the fence line.
That's correct.
Can I ask exactly where the fence is being proposed?
Why don't you do a second and then during the discussion look at that?
Second.
Okay, motion, Mr. Lloyd, to delete condition 7G, seconded by Mr. Riley.
And discussion.
And now it's time, Mr. Riley, you have a question?
Yeah, just exactly where is the fence being proposed? It said, I think it said the eastern side of the property.
Yeah, it did.
But I'm not sure which, where that falls exactly.
Is it just a continuation of that piece of fence that's there?
It goes behind the house.
All the way around the back of the house.
Around the back of the house.
Where? That, I think if that was the intent, and the eastern portion of the property really is the whole driveway, we ought to be specific about if we want to fence in the eastern portion behind the events venue. That's the difference. If Matt said that was 600 feet, we're talking 100 feet versus 600 feet, depending on who interpreted it. Because the eastern portion of the property line is probably, Matt's right, 600 some feet.
Right.
Yeah, I think we should clarify.
The concern was behind the events venue is maybe 75 to 100 feet or something.
Well, I think my new concern now is the purpose of a venue on the water and the benefit of a property like this is you have a view shed to the water. So to block that would like undermine the entire intent of a venue like this. So I'm even more not liking the idea of restricting their use.
I don't think, does it block the view of the, their dock is over there and it wouldn't block that.
Well, they have the additional side, the northeast side of that.
They have this side, right? And the back of the house is that.
Block the view of the lagoon.
Of the lagoon.
I just think to block any of the view would be, I mean, if I own that, and again, I don't live far, and I was on the water, and I had to put up a fence around my venue, it just is not the full use of my property. That's just how I see it. Yeah, that's how I see this.
Well, there are two properties with rights here. You're looking at one property, not the other.
Well, on the one side of the, if they want a fence, if she wants a fence, she should put the fence up.
Okay, it's another way to do it.
But
Mr. President, are you
okay.
Needing more discussion or ready for a vote?
Okay. Do you still want to, we have a motion and a second, to delete 7G, the fence. Is that still?
Yeah,
okay. All right, any more discussion? We'll go ahead and take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
I vote yes for the amendment.
Okay, Mr. McCarron.
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Grunewald.
Yes on the amendment.
Mr. Riley.
Yes, to strike that.
I vote yes on the amendment. Okay, Mr. Moore.
I'll reread the short title as amended in an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 8.45 acres more or less. For the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 6 with conditions 7A through 8, or excuse me, I, the original 7G has been stricken.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move to adopt.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, motion, Mr. Lloyd, second. Mr. McCarron, any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd?
Based on the testimony heard today, the recommendation by P&Z, I vote yes as amended.
Mr. McCarron.
Based upon the testimony heard today and the recommendation of P&Z, I vote yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Based on the testimony today and planning and zoning's recommendations, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendation and the testimony today as amended.
I also agree with P&Z and testimony today, and I vote yes as amended. Motion carried.
Okay. Okay, Mr. President, if you recall, we need to go back to conditional use number 2631. Mr. Whitehouse, did your office have any luck reaching the applicant?
So staff have reported that they made contact and left a voicemail message, and I'm looking for updates, and I'm not seeing any response or updates. So it looks like we contacted and left a voicemail with no response.
Okay, then it would be appropriate, you know, just close the record and note that there was no testimony or no information, not close the record, but close the hearing, and that there was no testimony taken today.
Okay, if it's okay with council, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing on this, and we'll not take a vote today.
Yeah, we can't take a vote today based upon the introduction of what happens planning and zoning.
Okay, so anything else?
We can put this back on that? For next week.
So. We'll put it back on for next week?
Just for the, that would only be for the announcement of what planning and zoning does tomorrow. And then you would act 5 days after, you have five business days after that.
Okay.
Public can comment.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second. Mr. Lloyd. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Mr. Birnbaum. Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.